The last green had almost faded out of the grass when they came at length to an open glade not far above the banks of the stream. It smells like elves, thought Bilbo, and he looked up at the stars. They were burning bright and blue. Just then there came a burst of song like laughter in the trees.
Oh, what are you doing, and where are you going? Your ponies need shoeing, the river is flowing, oh, tra-la-la-lally, here down in the valley. Oh, what are you seeking, and where are you making? The faggots are reeking, the bannocks are baking, oh, trill-lilly-lolly, the valley is jolly, ha-ha. Oh, where are you going, with beards all a-wagging? No knowing, no knowing, what brings Mr. Baggins and Barlin and Dwallin down into the valley in June? Ha-ha! Oh, will you be staying, or will you be flying? Your ponies are straying, the daylight is dying. To fly would be folly, to stay would be jolly, and listen and hark till the end of the dark to our tune, ha ha.
So they laughed and sang in the trees, and pretty fair nonsense, I dare say you think it. Not that they would care, they would only laugh all the more if you told them so. They were elves, of course. Soon Bilbo caught glimpses of them as the darkness deepened. He loved elves, though he seldom met them, but he was a little frightened of them, too. Dwarves don't get on well with them. Even decent enough dwarves like Thorin and his friends think them foolish, which is a very foolish thing to think, or get annoyed with them. For some elves tease them and laugh at them, and most of all at their beards.
"Well, well," said a voice, "just look! Bilbo the Hobbit on a pony, my dear, isn't it delicious?"
"Most astonishing, wonderful." Then off they went into another song as ridiculous as the one I've written down in full. At last one, a tall young fellow, came out from the trees and bowed to Gandalf and to Thorin.
"Welcome to the valley," he said.
"Thank you," said Thorin a bit gruffy. But Gandalf was already off his horse and among the elves, talking merrily with them.